Yeah, good to Baruch. Baruch Hashem, we have lights this week, stark contrast, beautiful weather compared to last week. Well, anyway, we're in the middle of Shin Sam and Gimel Sivvav. We started last week the Inyan of Zenin of Zelay Chasa. Just to have a shtickle of a sikum, what we did last week, so we can move forward. It's the Yisaitis of Zenin of Zelay Chasa. And that is, if you have Zenin of Zelay Chasa, you're Pata. However, if the person makes a macha and he's makbid, then you're going to be chayiv. That's one halacha. Second halacha is that if you have zenen v'zeh chosar, you're going to be chayiv. And the third halacha is, which we, the way we pass, and even by zeh loinen, as long as it's zeh chosar, it's also a reason to be chayiv. Why? Sharei chisrim mamon shel chaveray. You created that ashtamjus and you ate it, you are mazik mechasa mamon shel chaveray. So basically, you have three ways really to get the guy: mecha, zenen b'zel lechasa, or even without zenen, as long as it's achok esreinu shel chaveray. So you have three ways. Fine. That was one maimel musga that we had last week. Another shaila we had last week was when it's zenen b'zel loychasar, if everything's gevaldik and you pata, are you allowed to do it lechatchila or not? And we ended up that it's lechayim machlekes rishayim loit. The Goyin's Rosh, and the Yamshe Shleima says that as well, that even though you would not be chayiv, but it's also to do l'chatchila. And there's a Rashba who says that the reason why you need to base a mitzvah yosef v'shiyukas shar is to counter the little chesaron that you do. Since there's always wear and tear, Rashba talks about drisus hanechnosim, drisus haregel, and the Ramah says because there's always shakrusa diyasha yasa. But b'kitzel, like that sheet to the Ramah and the Rashba, you need these svaras, the basic mitzvah yosef shiyukas shar, to counter that minor chazara. Now it's all equal, and now it becomes that regular zenen of zelokasa, makes it mutter to do. So later Asher comes out, lechay zenen of zelokasa is mutter lechatchila. And the Oilam asked, which is what the Yamshe Shlomi's problem is lechay should be shor shalom yadas gazlan, which would be also lechatchila, and we have the klal shor shalom yadas gazlan, even by karka, the Rashbam and Babasan and Zayin on the base. And Mamela, what's going on? We mutchered last week, the Akrainim much about it, but later Rosh, and a chenami, like the Goyin's Rosh, it's taka asa lechatchila to do. And the Rosh says that's why you need to have the svaras in the Gemara based on mitzvah yosef shiyukas shar. It's because without this benefit that you're doing for the Bailim, it will taka be asa lechatchila al shor shleim yadas. But because you're benefiting the Bailim, you're based on mitzvah yosef, you're fixing things as things go along, or shiyukas shar, because if it would be uninhabited, the shadim would get to it, but because you're living there, you're saving it from shadim, and mela, that toiva that you're doing for the Bailim makes it now mutter lechatchila. So in other words, like the Rosh, you need Beis Mitzvah Yashir Yekashah only to make a Mutal L'chatchila. Like the Rashba, which is very important, like the Yad Raman Rashba, you need these Svaris to even make it Pata. Because without these Svaris, since it's always etvas, always some chasaran of wear and tear, whatever it is, you're always going to be zenin of zeh chasa. It's these svaris make it into the world of lay chasa and make you pata. But if you wouldn't have these svaris, if I could marshal you a tzir that you would not have these svaris, which we'll see in a minute, ain a chanami, like the Rashba and the Ramah, you're going to be chayiv. Because it's always zeh chasa. Every time you live in someone's house, it's always zeh chasa.
Everything.
Yeah, and once you mechas a little bit, we'll see mitzvah and ziv zayin, na yechayiv and everything, because megalgal and love is hakol. So you need, always you need the Torah based on mitzvah yosef and shiyu kashar to make you pata. Because without it, you always have somewhat of chazara. Now, of course, if you're going to live on an open lot, and there's no damage at all you're doing, there's no walls, and you're just tenting out, camping out, and let's say you're doing no chazara whatsoever, and a chayimah, later Asher, then you will be mother. But in a normal situation, a house, or Shalom, you had a case this week, the case was, correct me, that the guy, it was already scheduled for demolition. It's an old house and it's scheduled to be demolished. And over there, someone comes in, a squatter comes in. So in that case, L'chayi could say that's not even a chesaron at all. The Bailim don't want the house. They're knocking it down anyway next week. So maybe in that case, you'll have a completely loy chasar at all, without any svaras of base of Mr. Yosef. But in a normal situation, whenever someone's squattering, he's in someone else's house, he's always going to have et vas of a chesaron, and you need base of Mr. Yosef to counter that. Svaris. It's not, I don't even know how you measure. This is $6.22 in that. It's a svara that whatever wear and tear does, living in it counters it because you fix it as it goes along. It means in nechusen akpodus of bailim in the noig shabailim, it's a wash. Fine. Then we had a problem on a Ramah, and we had a number of problems. I'm not going to go through the whole arichas again, but the Ramah had a case that you threw the Bailam out of his house, and you lived there instead. And the Ramah holds that you're going to be potter because it's zenene v'zeh loichasa, because the house wasn't oimid to be rented, so it's loichasa. And even though you have, I know, it's zenene v'zeh loichasa. And we had a number of problems last week. It's amacha, it's nene, it's ochach srin shoseh, but a bunch of problems. But there's one more problem I would like to discuss with the Eilim. It's a Yisayzistika problem with this Ramah. And this is a Tilul David's problem. Tilul David says that, again, Loit the Raman the Rashba, the only reason why you ever potter when you're living in someone else's house is because you're benefiting the Bailam. You always have the base of Mitzvah Yosef Shiyukasha, which is a wash against the wear and tear. And if you wouldn't have that somehow, Avada you'd be Chayiv. Zok the Rashba himself, you look inside of Bava Kam, the Rashba says, what happens if the house already has a bunch of people living it? The Bailam are living it, or his family's living it, or he has other people who he allowed to live in the house. And hey, the house is very big. I'll jump in as well. And there's three people till now, I'm going to be the fourth person to live in there. Mahadin, is it? So Zok the Rashba, Shiyukasha is not there, because even without me, there are three people living in the house. And Beis of Mitzvah Yosef is not there either, Zok the Rashba, because whatever is broken in the house, those three people are living there are going to fix anyway. The screen door is broken, those guys are going to fix it, right?
Not necessarily in one room.
Say
something gets broken.
I don't know if they had like these mansion 22-room houses. Whatever. It's like a house. Whatever is broken, it's like I gave a Marshall screen door. Whatever is broken, so those other people are going to fix it anyway. So I'm not being behind the Bailam at all. Zokter Ashba, in such a case, you're going to be Chayiv. Because since here you don't have the Sura Shiki Kishan, you don't have the Sura Beis of Mitzvah Yosef, B'chai Gavna, you're going to be Chayiv. Because you're not benefiting the Bailam at all. Yet, every additional person living in the house does additional wear and tear. Till now I had three people's wear and tear, now you're the fourth. So you're adding to the chesaron of the house, but you're not adding to the benefit of the house. So memeila, you are being machaser without any hana, so it's bribes like a regular case. Zenena v'zeh chosar, and you b'chayiv bakol. As they pass in the Rashba halacha l'maisa. So Mamela frekted Tilula David and Aizen Akasha. What was this case? This case was I threw the balabais out of the house and I went into the house instead of him. Frekted Tilula David, Gaval, this is Mamish the Rashba. In this case, Avadi Yechayv. Had I not thrown the balabais, what are you going to tie now? I should be potter than Evzel Akasha because I'm helping the balam out, I'm fixing stuff. Or she Yukasha. What do you mean? If I went to throw him out, the Balabais alone would have been in the house. He himself, of course, would have fixed his house. And there's not going to be any Shadim living in the house if the Balabais is there. So I never benefited the Bailam anything. So I didn't benefit the Bailam. So it's a Bible. Like Zenen of Zachos and Yishbichayiv, like the Rashba and the Rama.
It's interesting. Last week.
Emeila, he blames Shreya on the Rama. What's going on, Gaval? What's going on? Now, if you learn like the Rosh, everything is gevaldik. If you learn like the Rosh, pshat is that you really don't need these svaras. These svaras are only why to make it mutter lechachila, shouldn't be shor shloim midas, gazlanu. But the yisoid, you want to know why you're potter, chai? Even without these svaras, lav davki, even without these svaras, you're going to be potter. So then the Ramah will be very geschmack. Enochanam, I didn't benefit the Bailam at all, but I'm still going to be potter because lemaisa, I don't need those svaras. It's a pasha to zenen of zel lechosa. He doesn't count this extra wear and tear. He doesn't count that as considered a chazarn. From a male, it's zenen of zel lechosa, is going to be potter. But like the Rashba and the Rama is shver.
The difference is in the first case, as long as he's there, he's not being mahana the Bible. But over here, when he threw the Bible out from Mikala Haba, he is being mahana.
Oh, I'm going to get to one second. Oh, so now, if you learn like the Rosh, everything is Gishmak. And Gradle, last week we mentioned that the Goin is Medaik in the Mechaba. The Mechaba passes like the Rosh. Because why did Mechaba say, just a classical case, a klal, in Torah klal, is a schafa, pisha, derg, zeh, adol, liskam, mokum, latsu, shezeneh, vizeh, nukosa. He should tell me, it's only in the case we have Beis of Mitzvah Yosef and Shia Yukashar. There are cases that you don't have that. And the Mechaba doesn't bother to tell you. Alamai Zok to Goin is because the Mechaba passing like the Rosh. So then it wouldn't be so terrible for the Ramah to do the same thing. The Ramah just following suit, just like the Mechaber went like the Rosh. The Ramah went like the Rosh. But Enochanami, like the Rosh, when the Ramah, this Ramah is not going to be true. Enochanami. And Beitzim, this Kasha, again, is only on the Ramah, because had the... If you go back to the source of Ramah, which is the Mordechai had the case inverted. The Mordechai had a case where it was a zeh chosa and a zeh loinene. In that case, and we go like the Mordechai shita, that chosern alone is not enough to be chayiv. So avad, you can be potter because you're never nene. But the Ramah flipped it around and turned into a zeh nene, a zeh loinene, like case. In that case, so takum yimakwek is rosh against the rash when the Ramah, perhaps. But anyway, the Ramah may be going with the rosh. I'll take the Mechamed. That could be an Eitzah. But the Eilim is tining that what we said last week, everything is kishmak. And that is, the Bishloima, if I'm living in the guy's house, or in the case of the Rashba, that there were already three people living there, and I'm the fourth. So I'm jumping in, so I'm adding chasarin, but I'm not adding any ana. So that's a problem. But I threw the guy out of the house. Locked the door. Now the house is empty. Shadim are about to come in, and things are falling apart. No one's going to fix them. And now I enter. You know, I went to shut. The house is empty. I may as well come in and use it. So now that I go into this house now, I am saving from a Shia Yukashai, and I am helping in a base of Mitzvah Yosef type of oifen. So if that's the case, so Memela, that's why even like the Rashba and the Ramah, the Ramah is going to be correct. Because even like them, I am now benefiting the Bible since I threw the Bible out. It's like dumb to the Rashba's case where the Diyurim are still living there and I'm just an extra Diyur. Here, I threw the guy out, so now it's empty, so now we have a problem. So Mamela, I'm helping the Bailam out. Oh, I'm helping by my out. So it's a wash. It's as if there's no Chazaran. It's a regular dinner. Zenen of Zeloi Chosa. That would be Gishmak. Bekitza, that type of word, which is a Chiddush, but you know, you look at two steps. First, I threw the guy out and then I walk in, basically answered every single problem on this Ramah. But we're like the only ones who are saying this word. That's a problem. You get nervous when you don't find people. But everyone, all the Achranim, every single Shlav have a problem, right? But last week we had a bunch of problems. The Gedalia place came out. Every single Shlav is a problem. Now, to truth be told, I would like to suggest Nochetaris for the Tila Ladovitz Kasha. This last Kasha I could answer without this Chiddush. And that is, just on a Metzias, and just about the Chetaris, is that, what was this Kasha? This Kasha was that Hayois, the Bailam are fixing up the house anyway and taking care of the Shadim, so I didn't benefit the Bailam. But yet, so now it should turn into a Zenen of Zechosa because my wear and tear. One second. I didn't cause any extra wear and tear either because I replaced the Bailam. The Bailam would have caused a certain degree of wear and tear. I threw the Bailam out and I came in this place and I also caused, and no reason to believe that my wear and tear is worse than the Bailam's wear and tear. So, Mama.
You're just saying that
it's sort of
the same thing.
Right, correct, exactly. But without the cake, you know, he took the cake and ate it. He took half. He looked, well, you're not, you're causing an extra chasarin. I mean, I'm not. I'm replacing the Elamai. He did look at it as if two steps. I threw him out, and now I'm causing extra chasarin. So if he did that, then he should see the extra hana I'm giving to the Baalim too. No, I'm not giving the Baalim hana. Why? Because the Baalim would have done it himself. Well, the only way the Baalim would have taken care of Shia Yukashan based on Mr. Yosef is the Baalim himself would have had wear and tear. So, I'm just replacing the Bailam. So, I'm not doing anything different than the Bailam. So, you can't... I don't know how he looked at it. He looked at it halfway. I looked at you cause an extra chasarim, but I don't see the extra hana that you did. It's either you take both or you leave both, because all I'm doing is replacing the Bailam.
Why aren't you saying the Stam swore that when the Bailam are living there, the wear and tear is going to be much less than a fremder?
Why?
Because you take care more of your house.
No, taking care doesn't make it less wear and tear. Taking care makes it base of Mitzvah Yosef.
You're much more nizer and damaging your home than a tenant. That's clear.
So maybe I'll be very careful.
You don't know that.
I know, but maybe. So you don't know that either. How can you machayv me?
Because subconsciously, this is my house. God is not your house.
I know, but I know that since there's a halacha, I learned in Matzai Shabbos that if I'm going to be machasad again, I'm going to be in trouble. I'll be very, very, very nizah not to do anything more than the Bailam would do memela. I'm going to be pata. And now you're trying to be mighty mammon for me. How do you know that my wear and tear is worse than your wear and tear? But I'm just saying that, yeah, I'm proving my word, but either way, you got to go either way. Either you have to say that you see the chasarin and the hana, so it's a wash, or I don't see either, because the Bailam would have done the exact same thing. But to have half and the other half, and then bleib shrei and the ramah, is a bit chiddushdek of the Tila L'David. All right, fine. Let's move on. So that's basically Sif Vav. Now there are other Yisaidis I should mention at this time. There's a Chok Mishleim over here, for example, who says, in the world of Zenen and Zeh Chosar, how much Chosarin do you need to be considered a Zeh Chosar to be Mechayiv me for my Ayna? So he brings a Taisis. He says, Yeshlis Tapik, Mechisru Pachas Mishavar Puto, is that enough to be a Mishalam HaKoyl? Or Kevin to Pachas Mishavar Puto, Einu Momin, and Kol HaTerekulo, Einu Mishalam HaKoyl? That's negligible, doesn't even count. He says, but you look, I'm Betaisis, Per Gimel Deksubis. Over there it says Mukhok Sham Dafim Chisr Bapakas Mushavaput Gamke Magagon Lavis Akol Vuchidish Din, that to have the din of Magalas Akol, even with a chasarin of a mashu, less than the Shavaputa, that's enough to be considered Zechosar to make me Mikhaya for my Ano. The Mashu already asked on the Taisis over there. Doesn't know what's Prat. I mean, well, why should this be different? The Pak Shavaput is nothing. And the Achronim, there's a Shar Melech in Hilchas Gzela Per Gimel Lachates, and the Minchas Pitam over here quotes the Shar Melech. They want a taina that it's Meduik and Taisim Bavakam Ataka Fakeh, because Taisim Bavakam is the same kasha Taisim Subas did, and gives a different teretz. If I say that Taisim Bavakam held that a chasarin of Pakas and Shavar Puta is not enough of a chasarin, and you need a chasarin of a Shavar Puta to be Mechayiv. So at the end of the day, like these Achronim, it's going to be a Makloikas Rishainim, and Bezei, it's going to be Kosha Lahit, Yamizvik of Elavarai, make a Taisi go like Taisi Xuvis, maybe go like Taisi in Baba Kama. Means if you have a Chsarim, Pox Mishavir Pruto, Mide Makloikas Alant Nafkas, you can have a Shail if that's enough for Chsarim to be Machayiv.
You can really hear Taisis to a certain degree. In other words, in terms of value, you need a Shavir Pruto. In terms of a trigger, considering you being a Chosa, could even be a less than a Shavir.
Why?
Because
they're makbid, maybe.
Yeah, but
like Mara says,
it's still considered.
I would say maybe slightly different, and that is if it's totally on hakpada, so people are makbid lechatchili, even a pakas mishavar midyevid amoichel, but lechatchila I don't want you stealing pakas mishavar pruta from me, so I'm makbid that you shouldn't be machasim in pakas mishavar pruta. So if it's totally on my hakpada, then that would be enough. But the truth be told, from kamakam yishayim spashas, is not totally on hakpada. You need to have a chesaron that I should be a bala mamin here to be mechayiv you, and a bezoi lechay pakas mishavar pruta should not be enough.
It just shows Tosfos doesn't learn like that. Then.
Okay, so then we have a problem because. Yeah, we're going to have a problem. If you have a house, right, there'll be mechas on the walls. You cause me now to paint. I mean, you want to know the whole house. I mean, if you have to look at the house in totality, it was $500,000 home because you live there a little more. It's not going to be right. I don't know if that's enough. Because over here, the Rashba's case that he has that there's always a Drisa Taregel or the Ramaz, Shacharusa Da Shayai. So you add a little bit more. The wall's already black, but you're making it more black. Most of the house is not going down. Elamai means that I'm going to be 3 days early until I have to get my next paint job. So you're being mechas me in my hoitzayis and my maintenance of my house or things that have to be fixed, whatever it is. So I'm being mechas. Avado in Hilchus Nezek, if you're going to just go mashal hayishav and mashul shav achshav, there's no difference. But even in Nezek l'mashal, if I damage something which is only to be fixed, like chazan neshita is, they have to pay for what it costs to fix. If I stain his cases of aksamim, one of his rays, I stain your beged, I don't pay for what the beged went down, I pay for the cleaning bill. You knock someone's on a plane, you knock a coffee over the guy next to you, so what do you pay? Oh, your suit's worth the same thing, so I don't pay anything. No, you're paying for his cleaning bill, right? So that's a chazanish. I'm not Muslim, but that's a chazanish. So here too, I'm causing you a chazan, you'll have to spend more money or sooner on the maintenance cost of the house. All right. That's one thing. Another chiddush is from the Rishonim, which is kedai to mention, that the din of zenen of ezel loy chosa, which is pato, is not mitam mechila. I don't have to have a explicit or even an implicit mechila. That's not the word. Zok the Rishonim, because even by ketanim, it's the same halacha. Ketanim lavne mechila ninu. And if you live in somebody's house who's a katan, it's going to be the same exact thing. As long as the zenen of ezel loy chosa, you're going to be pato. Either we never moichel. It's not moichel. It's to the extent that he's not a chosar, he can't be mechayv me money. He's not, a, so to speak, a bala moment to be mechayv. He can't have a tvi on me because he's not losing out anything. If he makes the mechos, then we have amigo that he could rent it out, like we discussed last week. But cause money didn't make a mechos and everything is smooth, zen and if zelo chosar, he can't have a tvi on me. So I'm going to be a potter. Oh, and Khanami maybe yeah, maybe not, we'll talk about it. But I'm just saying about Mukha Vagala, but Mukhav Gadala would work. That's because he made the Mukha. But cause money he didn't, he's not a Bala Moment, so to speak, to me, Mukhav me money for my Hana. Okay. a geshmak thing. Okay, let's continue. Let's see a few more seifim here. See how far we get. They're easy seifim. Siv Zayin. Yesh oimrim. De kishein achotze oimid l'schar. That which we said before, when the ena chotz aimed l'schar damrin and deino tarak l'alos l'schar, because it's zen ene v'zel l'chosel, im chisrei afilu dova mu'et, if you machazim even a mashu, kegoin, shohaya habayis chodesh, it was a brand new house, v'zeh chisrei b'mashe shchiroi, and you were machazim by blackening the walls, you had a fresh paint job, and now your mamish really were machazid, afo pi shein hefzit oise shachruris ele mu'et, even though that shachrus is only a mashu, I mean, Shavu Pruta perhaps, but it's only a little hefsid. Still, Ayodai Megagol in love, Kol Aschar Kefi Mashanena. You're allowed to be, because of that Chazaran, he's now Yabala moment, and now he could be Mechayu for all that know that you did, that you benefited from the person's house. Because this is Zen Enev Zelok Chosa. I could be Mechayu for that know, even though which is much more than the Chazaran. Sorry, it's Zen Enev Zechosa. I stand corrected. Right. Zok de Ramo, Vim Kain, if that's the case, if that's the parameters, and Abazoi, in der Zeliskor, if it's not normal for this person to rent a house, the living there, the liver there, is not normal. He's not a Gavra David Lamegar. So what's the halacha? Then it's going to be Pata, the Haloi Nene. He didn't have any anah. The little chesaron caused it to be mechayiv for all my anah. But I'm not a person doesn't have anah because I went to rent it in a different house. I don't have any monetary anah out of living there. I'm going to taka be pata. The yesh kokim and others say, no, I'm going to be chayiv. Let's see what's going on. Here's look at this mass of cotton yutes. Im ein derek zeh, the first shita is Ratzalayma kivin shatam the mengagun olava kol hu came in the nene im kain heka the loy nene kagoyin shu garved the loy avid laguri ein mengagun olav they neito by elam mashach israeli. The first shita holds you can't be mengagun olav all the enough. He didn't have enough, so all you could be mechayvim is for the chesaron that he caused. And the Vayesh Kokum holds that you're chayiv, Vaisais holds that you're chayiv, everything. Even when you don't have any hana, I can get you for everything. So those are the two shitas. Azai comes out from the Sma.
What do you mean he didn't have any hana?
Because I'm a Gavad Delovet Lamega, I have plenty of houses to live in. If I wouldn't live here, I would live in the next house.
But Lamaisi lived there.
Right, so I didn't have any monetary hana, because I would never pay. I'm a Gagav, I'm not paying to live. If it's not your house, I'll live in a park bench. I'll live in a different house I have. I have a different house I've got empty. I have a friend who let me live there. Not a problem. I'm not paying rent. So I didn't ever have monetary hana. I didn't have value, real hana for me. Avada Hishtamshis is worth something, but for me, not, because I'm not holding my bank for such hana. Oh. So come down like this, that's the machlokes. The first sheet would hold in that case that you only pay for the chazaron, and the second sheet would hold that you pay for everything. However, the divrei mishpat says a different shot in this machlokes. The divrei mishpat touches up into sand. He touches up whole different machlokes going on here. He holds that the first sheet holds that you potter, holds that you potter in ganzen. You didn't have any anot, so there's no anot to be makayvu. And the chesaron, you're also going to be potter, because shachrusa d'ashayis is only a grama. V'yesh kokim holds that you're chayiv. Chayiv what? Chayiv for the shachrusa d'ashayis, for the chesaron that you caused, but not for the hanah, because you don't have hanah. So you can't make chayiv hanah. So like him, he doesn't have a shita that he could be chayiv on the whole rent without having hanah. Faket. The whole yesh kokim is only to be chayiv on the chesaron, and the first shita holds you're not even chayiv for that. A peladika pshat,
and
so frekt yishuus malko cheshem mishvachav beit. That's what he's talking about. Why is only a grama? And could be the shainim, the ksais, could be the eitz. But pashupia, what's going on? Why is only a grama? I ruined your wall, so lechayr I was mafsed it. Let your shtickle, by the way, you shouldn't be asking this kasha, because if a house freshly painted, a house a little dirty, doesn't go down in value. So the only reason, what am I being mechasiu? That you're going to have to paint sooner, that might be only a grammar. But whatever. But the Jews Malko is that it doesn't know what's going on. The car is not a grammar. It's a vada, shayivada, there's no such thing. And if you look in the Makar, Rabbein Yeruchim, and where it's coming from, and the Shita, the Talmud Rash Bavarosh, it's not. It's the two Shitas are like the Sma learned. That the first Shita holds that you're chay for the chsaren and not for the ano, and the second Shita holds the chayiv for the full value of the rental, even though you didn't have a no. You chayiv the full value as if But other people will pay to rent out his house. And as they touched up, many, many poiskim, it's a chashucha, and a minchas pitim, and many, many poiskim like that. Now, there are other pshatim here, by the way. Mamish having a heyday, what these two shittas in the Rabbah is. But this is the pshat. La halacha la maisa, this is the pshat. That the first shita holds that you chayiv only for the chazarin, and the second shita holds that you chayiv the full schiris amount. Now, how do you understand this? How do we eat this? How do we understand? How can you chayiv for the full schiris? You didn't have any anah. So what's the chiv going on? So Weisdeis, he learns, like we explained the shikol last week, a takeoff of sivav. There's a shita of riff in sivav, that when I'm a chasa you, even if I don't have a no, I'm chayiv, because achol chisrein shalzeh. This shita holds that even when your chisrein is only a little bit, I was like an achol chisrein shalzeh, totally. What do I mean? It's because... what's the svar of ochel chesrei neshazeh? Ochel chesrei neshazeh is that bishlam, if I lock the door and I don't allow someone into the house, so it's only a grama that you're losing revach. But if I myself live there, so I generated that ishtamshet that the house has to offer, and then I ate it, because I generated and then took it, I'm being machasi with that ishtamshet. So like the Rosh says, it's just like a soda that vaxes peris, and I'm eating those peris. So I'm machasi, or magazin, or mazik, whatever, on those peris. So to over here, the riff held before in Sivov, that if I'm, you have a chesaron, because you could have rented out to someone else for $100, and I created that ishtamshet and then ate it for myself, I was mechasi that $100. This sheet takes the riff one step further and holds that as long as you have a chesaron a mashu, so now I know that you're makbid, and now I live there, I'm still generating $100 worth of value. Because on the market, rental for such a house is $100. Granted, for you, you wouldn't be holding by renting it, and I wouldn't be holding by renting it. A glach and a shidduch, it's a gavra, a chatzadol, like I'm a lager, a gavra dolavid, lamega. Doesn't make a difference. But lamaisa, the ishtamshis, in and of itself, has value in the market. It's $100 worth of ishtamshis, and I ate it. So I was mechasa you $100 worth of ishtamshis that came out of your house. So memela, it's the same type of a sorakul chesrenu shazer, but on the next level. It's akul chesrenu, I created a fruit worth $100 and I ate it. Granted, you weren't holding by making that fruit. You weren't going to plant the sada yourself. You weren't going to rent out your house. But so what? But lemai says, your sada produced that fruit, produced that ishtamshes, and I ate that ishtamshes. Oh, there it is. The reason why I need a chesrenu, because I wouldn't have any chesrenu at all, then you wouldn't be a makbid. Zen and Evzel Achasa, like this sheet is the reason why you're potter, is because we know, Anan Sadi, by Zen and Evzel Achasa, the guy Bailam is not Makbid.
Makbid A, what's going to do with B? So I'm Makbid on A, what's that going to do with B?
If I would allow you to live there, I can't charge you for living there. But if I don't want you to live there because you're going to be Machasa, the wall, the paint on the walls, I don't want you living there, I don't allow you to live there. Now you have no rishus for me to do it. Now you're doing it. You're being Achel Chesrein Yishazer. What is the Chesaron Lamaisa that you ate? You ate $100 worth of Chesaron, even though I only had $1 worth of Hefzit. But that was the Chesaron type you ate. I mean, this Shita holds, L'chayro, that the whole Vodah Zechaz is only to create a Hakpada. You asked last week, what happens if you have private things in the house? There's no real monetary laws, but I don't want you to see my private stuff. So l'chayro, like everyone else, it's not going to work, because you have to have chesaron mamon. But like this shita, that it's only to show that I am makbid, could be that's enough. I am makbid, I don't want you to see my private stuff. I'm makbid, I don't want you to dirty my walls. I'm makbid, I don't want... it could be, it's just to show lafuki zenev zelokhasa, where you know that I'm not makbid. But once I'm makbid, I can get you for the whole chesaron, the whole ishtamshet that you ate, even though you weren't holding by being nana, by renting, and I wasn't holding by having that chesaron because I wasn't going to rent it out anyway. But the verse is just, now you know I'm makbid. Now you know I'm makbid. I can be mechayiv.
Make it up to be my cotton. That
cotton
doesn't have hakpada.
A cotton doesn't have hakpada? I don't know why.
Say.
Maybe a cotton always has hakpada. I don't know. He never gave you a shus. I don't know which way to take it.
I'm just saying, cotton might not have hakpada, might not be considered hakpada.
Well, maybe Faket. Maybe Faket. Maybe he's allowing you to be the... I don't know which way you want to take, but that means L'chayra, Pasha Zekan has the same dinim. L'chayra. All right, but that's that shita. But halacha l'maisa rabbis, you have to walk away. We don't pass on like that. I mean, it's nice shita, but the Mechab and the Ramah hold on like this. Mechab and the Ramah Taicha just v'yesh chokin. But it means the Ikka din is that no, when you have a zen and a v'zeh chosa, even if a chesaron is a mat, we're mechayv for the whole hana. But if you don't have much hana, you're a gavad delovid lamega. That's it. The Bialim are not going to get anything. They're only going to get what they were mechasa. That's shechrusa d'ishiyasa. But they can't charge you the full price if they weren't holding by renting it out themselves. So they weren't having such a chazaron, and you weren't having such a hanos, so they can't be mechayv you.
Well, the maisa is still a maisa. You haven't had a real example, because everything is going to be chazaron. Because of insurance and everything like that.
No, but these type of constraints could be some minimal amount of chazaron. Forget, that's a perfect case. I have a minimal amount of chazaron, and now you have a lot of anos, I'll be mechayv you. But if you're gavra d'lovid l'meg, I wouldn't be able to be mechayv you. And even if you're gavra d'lovid l'meg, I can get you. This shita is going to hold. La locha, you megal d'lovid l'meg, to the extent you have anos. If you don't have anos, I can't be mechayv you. What's Shver?
Why is it Chazaron?
So I explained last week, the Lecha Mishnah says this, and that is that the Ramaz last week, Shekruzah D'Shaisa, is not talking about a freshly painted house. The house was already somewhat dirty, and I'm making it a drop dirtier. So that is nominal, negligible. The base of Mitzvah Yosef is a wash and takes care of it. But a freshly painted house, beautiful house, and now I walk in there and I ruin up the walls. At that point, maybe Taka, there's a real chazaron. I mean, I could. And that the Lech Mishra says later that based on Mitzvah Yosef is not enough to take care of that shakrusa de'ashayis. And I hear it very geshmak. I'll tell you why. L'maisa is a guy has a freshly painted house. Probably he could Taka sell it for a higher price. L'yok kasha before, you want to know how much did it go down? If it didn't go down, I think a freshly painted house and a not freshly painted house is a difference. If the house is anyway needs a repaint job, and the question is, it's 5 years worth of shakrusa d'ashayis, 6 years, that doesn't make a difference. If the new buyer has to paint it, doesn't make a difference. I don't give 10 years worth of shakrusa d'ashayis. I'm painting it over. But if it's freshly painted, I don't have to paint. I could just move in. So if gevaldik, I'll pay more. It has. Remez Aladowitz from Oscar once tainted that anyone who says that you can't sell a book by its cover never tried selling one. If you try selling a book, you see, of course you can sell it by its cover. If you try selling a house, if it's a paint job, nice new house, about it, people are going to pay more. Right, the inside is the same, good, but it looks good. I spoke to people with cars as well. They tainted, I heard this from a couple, I believe, a couple cars, used car people, is that if the outside, accidents, no accidents, the bottom line is the outside of the car has to look, has to be top, tip top. Everything back in place, paint job nice, the looks good. We'll worry about it, that it was in that car accident 6 years ago, no one cares. If it looks bad, I don't know what's happening with this car, and I'm not buying this car. I want cheaper, that's how it is. You're selling it by its cover, that's the bottom line. It's a nice painter. So there, this could be a real chazaron. But anyway, that's what the commission says, that the base of Mitzvah Yosef doesn't take care of a festa shakrusa d'shaisa. It only takes care of a namnu shakrusa d'shaisa. All right. Fine. Let's continue. Sif Ches. Yeshoimrim. The Hadam Rinun, the Kishachotza, Eino Imid Leschar, Eino Tzorak Lalas Leschar, that when it's a Loi Chosar, and I don't have to pay him, Dafko, this is talking about Dafko, Shalagila Hador Bedaitoi, me, who I'm living in there, was never Magaladash, or Yeritzaini Litin Leschar, Mloyanichoen, no Lada Bechinam. I never told anyone, I was never Magaladas in any which way, that I would pay rent if he wouldn't allow me to be there for free. If I mentioned to my chava, or I showed somehow by doing something, by fixing something up, that I'm willing to invest money here, and if the guy would throw me out if I don't pay, I would hold by paying. It's a beautiful house. I would love to live here, even for pay. In I'm to give schar. In that case, I got to pay. We have to understand what's going on here, but that's it. If I'm not Megaladas, I have the Ptur Zen and Evzeloi Chosa. If I'm Megaladas, I would be holding by paying. If he wouldn't allow me to be there for free, then I'm going to be Chayiv. Just, it's a pella what's going on. I guess maybe we'll discuss it. The Yamshir Shleimba blasts this halacha. He doesn't know where this is coming from. I'm Megaladas. Shkaich, I'm Megaladas. Where's that going to help me? I'm Megaladas. The mice is still Zen and Evzeloi Chosa. My Megaladas doesn't make him a greater chazaron. It's still Zenan of Zelah Chazar. So what's going on?
Where is this from?
Sorry?
I'm trying to figure out where it's from.
So it comes from a Taisis, but the Taisis is not talking about this case. Taisis is talking about where the Shluchar is a shtikal of chazaron. It was talking about a hekef, makef, and nikef, and he calls him a kefir yisera, and it's only on one shlav of a gemara, and there could be another sorokas chach. There was the other person made a tzayis. The case was that he surrounded me by three sides, and I surrounded myself by the fourth side, so now I closed myself in, so now I'm benefiting from all the three sides as well. I'm now being Megala Dasa. You see, I'm willing to pay money to have such a fence because I paid for the fourth wall. So you're showing you, oh, I really enjoy it. I'm willing to pay money. So now I'm Chayiv Megala Lasakol, and now you Chayiv me to chip in for the other three sides as well. But the Achrenim jump, and many Achrenim don't know what's going on. And Mucha, it's not a Tzushtel over there. The Maisa is the Bailam had a Chazarin. He paid for those walls. And if I'm Megala Das, so it's as if I'm Mishtatif with it, I'm going to have to pay for that Chazarin as well, or if it's a Kefir Yisei or whatever it is. But here, the Bailam have no Chazarin whatsoever. It's Zenen of Zeloi Chazas. I'm Megala Das. That makes it different. I would even ask it stronger, perhaps. It's, what's Zenen of Zelochas? What's Zenen? Zenen means that if I wouldn't have this place, I would rent somewhere else. That's Zenen, right? Because if I wouldn't rent somewhere else, I'm not Loi Nena. Then the Nena doesn't mean I enjoy living in. That means I'm willing to pay for that usage. So every Zenen means, by its very definition, that I would pay to use this house if I couldn't live here. So when is it ever gemol to dinner? Zenen of Zelochas. Every Zenen is just this, that I would pay if I couldn't be here for free. Because you throw me out, I got to find somewhere else to live. I would have to pay. So it's the same thing. What's going on? So I sort of preacher Batsim Bavon said. He asked the Kasha. We'll see shortly later. But it's a Pella. Like, what's going on? How does Gili Das work? The mindset of the guy is still a Loi Chosa. A good terrace I don't have. There's a different Malkiel, Sher Prat. There's a different Malkiel in Chela Gimel Kufnen Zayin. He says like this. He touches up that since I was Megala Das, I should really be Maktam. There's a halacha, that's a potra halacha, but it's a halacha. If I go into your house, let's say it's a, make it the best, it's a chotzah, a suya, oimid l'schar, and you're not around, and I go in, and I don't want to be gone if I know that you're renting, so I have a mind to pay, if I'm not going to pay you at the end. I'm yored al das to rent a house. And I go in, I'm going to be chayiv that price. Forget the halakha zenin of the chosah, forget this. I'll tell you schiris I'm chayiv, because I yored al das schiris. This is the same thing. Since I was megala das, that I'm holding by renting, so when I used it, when I had the hana, I was megala das, and when I'm being nene from the house, the bishas hana'os a choshev litin tzchar. At the time, I was nene, I had a mind to give pay, to pay for it. And kain is chayv aschar labaylev kedin. Just like kol zeicha b'shachaveir amenas l'shalom loy. Mameli says that's what we're talking about. This guy was megala das, so he has a mind to pay tzchar. So he's chayv al tuchas chiris. Not maybe he'll chazen enev zechosa. No, it's tuchas chiris. He had a mind to pay tzchar. Mameli, that's why he's chayv to pay. Yeah, the Kara's Taisis is very shy. He himself says the Taisis is talking about some different case, and it's a problem. The Taisis is a Mordechai, is a Ramah. There are other Makaris to this from different sugyas, but it's shver. I mean, you have to understand what's going on here. Also, the Mitzis is shver. It doesn't say in the Mechaba that it was Megala Das that he wants to pay. I wouldn't be here. That would be in Hukas Kiris. The Mechaba says, in Megala Das, if had he thrown me out and told me I can't live there for free, then I would pay. If my Baba would have had wheels, she would have been a trolley car. But she didn't have wheels, right? He didn't tell me to get out. He didn't tell me that I can't live here unless I pay. So then I never had Kavana to pay. What's going on? I was Megala Das. If he would come, knock on my door and throw me out with an eviction notice, I would pay. Okay, but I didn't. So I was never Yorad Aldas Kane. You have to say somehow that since now he's making the Tviyah, so now he's making the Mechah, even though Lucharitz could be even totally after the whole Zman was finished. So now, I said, if he's going to be Makbid that I should pay, then I have a mind to pay. And now he's being Makbid. So come to Ezekiel and Afrei, I had a mind to pay. It's a very mind. It doesn't sound like that's what's going on here. I had a mind if he's going to evict me. Not if he ever has a tvi on me, I'm going to pay. If he tries to evict me, I would pay. Okay, but he didn't get there in time, so Mamela, why am I paying? I would say it even in a different oifin, it's Ishtiko Shveh, is that what was my Gilei Das Bechar? When was I was Megala Das? What? I was Megala Das so much by the war, but willing to pay the fourth wall. Or somewhere in the middle of the Schiris I mentioned, by the way, Yitzchak, you know, it's a great house. I would pay for this house. So that shows that a year ago when I started to live there, a year ago, I was Yared Al Das Kane, or maybe it just came to my mind right now that, you know, it's such a great house. I enjoy the neighborhood so much. I love to be your neighbor. You know, I would really pay for this house. But a year ago, I never had that in mind. I don't know how this is working in a different mechaba. I mean, it really leads to the next shayla. Let's touch the mechaba. Torch litin like skar. How much skar? What skar? What do you have to give? The mashmoyis of the Torah in the mechaba is I have to give the complete skar, even the skar of the last year that I was living there, even before it was megala das. I was living there for a year, and I was galah das in year number two, and I lived there for another 5 years, and then I left. So do I pay just for the last 5 years? I pay for that first year too. The mashmoy says I pay for the first year too. And I say Zok the Knesset Zagdoyla over here, and I go to Satusiv Konkov Tez. And the Machachraim says it as well in Gzeila Simin Tez. The mashmoy says I got to pay even Al Ha'ovar. So that certainly is not going to be Geshmak like Divram K. You're going to have to say, I made such a Gili Das that I now, Magal Das, that I had in mind this all along, even last year, that I was going to pay as I was being Nana from the house. It's a shtukul chasum and a sefer. The ma'is that this shaylo, there's a tshuva shaylo moira. Knesset Gedolah brings it down. He says marashena. That's a shaylo moira. It's a kadmoin. And over there, he has a geshmaka story. Very convoluted. Mamish takes the toshin zama gimel. I just want to take out one prat of the story. The story was that there were two shutfim who had a store, and they owed a lot of money on the store, on the merchandise. So they had to run for their lives. So in the middle of the night, the two of them jumped ship and they ran. They owned the store, and they were buying, but they owed a lot of money on the merchandise that they were buying. So they had to skip town. They skipped town, so now the store is empty. The creditors took and cleaned out the store. They sent it on the sheriff, the marshal, whatever it's called, and they went into bankruptcy proceedings, trustees. They cleaned out the store, and the store is now empty. Then there's a Levi, who happened to have a store right next door to this store, you know, thought it would be nice and convenient to, you know, spread out a little bit. Reuven and Shimon jumped ship anyway. They left town. So he decided to help himself and spread out. You know, this is for men's clothing. The next storefront is for children's clothing. No problem. And he spread himself out. He made himself nice and Hamish. Sorry?
Nobody's collecting rent because they skipped town.
And they skipped town. Right. The owners skipped town. Many years later, the creditors died. So now Reuven and Shimon have a right to come back into town. And Reuven comes and mourns Levi for all the years that he used his store. Now, Lamaisa is, he tied it with Zeloi Chosan because he added a city and you could rent it out. And the owner said, no, I would have gotten a Shliach yet to rent it out. Okay, there are many Protim in this Shaila. And then we could down if this person was Nene or not. Sorry?
Find out that
he sent the shlich. Well, I couldn't. You're living in the store. So when I sent the shlich to rent it out, can rent it out the store? Everyone knows. Yeah, everyone knows that you have a good shlich, but it's, you know, she's already taken. It doesn't work. The store's already taken. What's going to help that he's going to rent out, try to get a shlich?
He sent him a message.
Well, from a different country.
Just like he sent somebody to have it.
No, he didn't send. He would have. Had you not been in the store, I would have. What was going to help? I know I'm going to make a machal. You're going to fight me on. I can't go to a dinner with you. I'm out of the country. What am I going to do? The second I walk, second the guy walks back into the country, he's going to be shot.
I would tell me.
You don't see these type of stories. I got to make a machal. I should have made a machal. You don't see these type of stories, right? The ma'isa is, and Levi Tain is, I wasn't a nana. Because, you know, I would have been just fine. You know, I was living just nice in the store next door. Now it's just a lot more convenient, but I'm not holding by renting another store. Fine. Tiny Levi, not the Taina. Bam Galdika Taina. Is I remember it was shut from her own the store, Reuven and Shimon. It's Taina Levi that you should know, just a month ago, Shimon Yoshutov came to me and wanted me to rent out the store. And I made an agreement with him, a lease agreement with him, moving forward, that I'm going to pay him $1,000 a year for his store. So that's it. I already rented out the store. What do I have to pay rent twice for? I rented out from Shimon. I don't have to rent it out from you again. So Reuven Tain is, it's convoluted, but Reuven Tain is, oh, you are Megala Das, that you like this door. You don't say a tzaddik, you don't need this door, you would have just fine the next door. You're just Megala Das, that you're willing to pay for this door $1,000, right? Well, the going mark for this door is $2,000. Shimon was very nice, he only charged you his chelik, the $1,000. But my $1,000, I'm not taken care for, and I want to charge you for all the years that I was out. You were just Megaladas. I want to charge you for all the years that you were out from the beginning, $2,000 a month or a year, whatever it was, for renting out this store. That was the Maisa. There were many more problems, but that was the Maisa.
Simply speaking, the Giladas is a little bit different. You could say the Giladas is Megaladas. It wasn't worth it for me to take my stuff.
So every... okay. And now you're telling another story. But every time there's Gili Das, you have to know how this Gili Das works. So this Shaila went to the Gdela Poiskim then. The Shaila Moira brings down the Tshuva. He's Marashenus. He has a Tshuva. And he also brings down a Tshuva from other Gedalia Adar in his time. And they have a number of Machlokes in on this Sif. And Rabbi said, the reason why I have the number of Machlokes is you find this always in when you go through Shulchan Aruch, is those that come from a Gemara, very limited machlokes, because everything that's machlokes really you say this already in the Rishonim, and now you're just a shalav had to be machria. Maybe you talk left with a machlokes, but when something is just created, there's like there is no sugya. It comes from Rishonim, a chuvis or rasha, it or sefer chumis. Then we don't know how to eat it, so then everything goes. So they had a number of machlokes in on what this means. First machlokes they had: do you have to pay only mikan la'aba, or do you pay l'mafreya from the beginning? One tshuva held, I could charge you for the 5 years that the guy was out of town, he could charge the mafreya, and which is the pashtus haloshin, which is like the Michael Frank and Esekadeli says. The other says, no, you only could charge from the Gilead Das and onward. Till then, it's a regular Zen and a Vizel Lechosa. It's only now that you're Megala Das from Mikan Ve'eluch, I could be
Mechaivim. What changed? What changed?
But every Zen, that's what I'm telling you, you have to understand, every Zen and a Vizel Lechosa, he's willing to pay. Right? Because that's why he's called the Zenen. Yet he's Pata. Only if he's Megaladas, he presses a magic button. I didn't press that button till now. So till now, I should be off the hook. You have to know why and what. But Lachaya, that could be, it's totally on what the Gili Das is. I mean, that's, and they're not saying that, but could be that if the Gili Das is such a Gili Das, I'm showing you my Freya, I would have paid it, had value to me all along. I was just as busy 5 years ago as I am now. Memela, I need it. So then the Gili Das worked. But if now I became more busy, so now I need the expansion. Or you said I have the stuff there anyway and it's too costly to remove the stuff. So you don't see anything from that Gili Das, goes to my Freya. So maybe in the time I got, I only pay moving forward. But the Mechaba doesn't sound like that. Mechaba says, B'chol life, it sounds like Gili Das, to Leskar. I got to pay. Pashas means everything. Unless the Pashas Gili Das is everything. I have to give Skar. We're talking about the whole Sif. It's just like the previous Sifim. Zenin of the Chosot, you pay Skar and not pay Skar. When you Gala Das, you do pay Skar. Which Skar do you pay? The same Skar you've been paying all along. By Zenin of the Chosot, so what do you pay? The whole skar, whatever you did. So here too, this skar that you're paying, the gildat, you pay the full skar. Don't say you pay the skar mishor shegiladaitoy or misham ve'elech me'oz ve'elech. It's a klitun leskar. It's mashu all the skar. That's one machlekes they had. Another machlekes they had is how much skar do I pay? Remember, the going rate of the store is $2,000 a month, let's say, and I cut a deal with your shutif to pay $1,000 a month. So I got cheaper than the market value. Now you should have had no problem. You should only nails half this door. So he's doing well for himself. But Lamai says, I was only Megala Das to pay half the rent.
Again, the whole thing sounds crooked. How could you make a deal with one shoot and two?
Maybe I didn't know. Maybe I didn't know. Or to the extent that you didn't come, for you, it's a Zen and a Zelachosa still. The same way I helped myself to the store the first 5 years, I'm moving forward. You're not coming. I'm going to help myself either. Your shutif who's coming, I'll make a deal with him. You didn't come. I'm not making a deal with you. He rented out his chelik. The other chelik is still Zen and a Zelachosa. Same thing. So it's not a problem. Right? So now, what happened? It was a case that was worth $2,000 and they only paid $1,000. What do you do then? When I was Megala Das, I'm willing to pay something. What do I pay? So the Knesset HaGedolah says it's mashing from the Mechaba again that I have to pay the full value. I have to pay the whole $2,000. Because again, Chuk Litin Laskar, which Skar? The same Skar you've been paying all along. The whole Skar of the Dira. Akko Kusrena Sholzeh type of Skar, whatever its value is, Zanen of Zakhoza type of Skar. Sounds like I'm paying the full Skar. But that's also a machlekes that went inverted. Where one tshuva held, you go to Mafreya, that tshuva held, you only pay the lower amount. And the other tshuva held, that you only pay Mikan Ve'elech, he held, no, you have to pay the full skar. Once you Megala Das, you're willing to pay something, you got to pay the full amount, which needs a hezba. Because I only Megala Das, I'm only paying $1,000. Then Megala Das, I'm only paying $2,000. So now, you're showing that it's worth something to you. It's worth to you, now I'm going to sting you with... I'm not sure, whatever the din of the Mimakil's then, that you're, you see, it's shrek, because I don't know what. It's still Zener Zelochos, and if the Dimir kills what that I'm Yer Adas to pay Skar. Well, why was I Yer Adas? Only to pay $1,000, not to pay $2,000. You never had a Gil Adas, I'm willing to pay $2,000. But somehow, now I'm Chayv to pay the whole amount.
And it's much for the Shulon Aruch. You can't play games. It says the beginning of the Sifra, Eidom El Schar, and he says, it's only Lito El Schar. It's the same Schar. It's like two different Schar.
Right. So, look, but how does it, so now it just makes our Kasha before the Amshon's Kasha is stronger. What's going on? Why in the world am I Mechui to pay? Zenin of Zalachosa. I was Megala Das. The only chat we had was a different Mekil that I was Yor HaDas came to pay Skar. Well, it's only Yor HaDas came to pay $1,000. If you have a house, $2,000, and I'm Yor HaDas came to only pay $1,000, look, I only have to pay $1,000. In Hilchos Chiris, I was only willing to pay that, not more. That was the contractual obligation, was only that. How did I pay more? So it went. Now, Grada, one of the Paiskim over there said that $2,000 I was never Megal HaDas, I only have to pay $1,000. And then he says, he's Mesob, it could be in this case, I'm Potting Gansen. Why? So like this, I was only Megal HaDas to pay $1,000. So for $2,000, I'm not willing to pay. You don't know that I'm willing to pay. I'm a regular Zen and a Zen Lokos on $2,000. Now, if you're going to kinda that because of my Gil HaDas, or because you're Hakpada now, I got to reckon with you, and now I should shuts up how much the house is worth. Well, the house is worth $2,000, and then I'm not willing to pay. You can't have a halfway, she's half pregnant, it doesn't work. It means, to the extent I wasn't Megal HaDas for $2,000, I'm not a Megal HaDas. If you would tell me, had I known that you're going to want payment for Schiris, which payment normally means $2,000, I wouldn't have paid anything. I wouldn't have paid that either. $1,000, I wouldn't have paid anything. I wouldn't have taken the storefront at all. For $2,000, it's not worth it for me. So Memela, that I was Megal HaDas and $1,000 is not going to help. Because I didn't get the fair market value Gil HaDas. And Memela, so I'm a lot bar Gil HaDas. So man, I'm going to be off the hook. So to the other shooter that I cut a deal, I'll pay him the $1,000. To you, I never cut a deal. I was only Megal HaDas $1,000. That's not enough. So Memela, I'm a lot bar Gil HaDas. Memela, I'm going to be potter. Ad kedei kach. Goes, and I, the Mechabit, says otherwise. Mechabit said, "Talk to the Skar," because Mechabit talking about we ask Megal HaDas to pay the full amount of Skar. So now I'm Megal HaDas that I'm willing to pay a rental fee. I'm willing to pay a rental fee. So somehow we don't know why, but somehow that works. But to the extent I'm not Megal HaDas, I'm willing to pay a full rental fee. So I'm not a Seicher. I'm not willing to rent. I'm not willing to rent. You can't get me on anything.
Let's say Megal HaDas for $1,000. Can't at least the other guy say, "Well, I don't want $1,000 this year. I want $1,000 last 5 years then."
No, because once you're not a Megal HaDas on a full rental, so Amanab means, what's the Svara? We don't know what the Svara, but the Svara should be somehow, is that it's showing that I'm really holding by paying. I'm not holding by paying. For $2,000, I'm not holding by paying. There is no such Bria for $1,000. This house never gets rented for $1,000. Means if I would have met up with you, if you would have been back in the country, what would have happened? You wouldn't have rented me for $1,000. You would have told me you want $2,000. So I went to rent your house. I'm not holding my paying agent, so there's no rental. You can't have it in the middle. You can't have it $1,000 out of $2,000. That's this sheet. So at the end of the day, it's not clear what to do here. There's a number of machlekes in here.
What was the psalm?
There was a machlekes
agadolim.
That was it? Well, there's a lot more. Many, many variables. Long tshuvas. Long trees. You can look up Shaila Mar, it's the very first Simen Aleph and Simen Beis. Maskara is a machlokes. The Pashas reading of the Mechabit is, like the Knesset Gedolah says, that I have to pay full schar and I have to pay the schar even l'mafreya. That's the Pashas reading of the Mechabit. L'alocha is Sarachin. Alright.
They weren't mafkir the property.
Mafkir? What do you mean?
They ran away,
but they weren't mafkir the property. They planned on coming back. They ran away for their lives. They're hoping.
Well, this point is well taken. If the creditors are going to take
the creditors didn't took the merchants out, but they didn't take.
The
they didn't take them, but that was a ma'aseh shalei karchai. They didn't take the building.
That's a bit odd, is it not?
I don't know.
They owe the money. They take the house too.
I don't know. Maybe to take the building, you have to register title, and they had no way to do that. Maybe there was no such formula, right? To foreclose on a
property. 500 years ago, it ain't American.
Yeah.
500 years ago.
All right. Shine fifth test. Let's do another halacha. Let's chaperim one more halacha, Rabbi Yisai. Yeshoimim, noch yeshoimim. This is so funny, like you never find this. Sivav is the klal, and zayin, ches, tes, yud, just yeshoimim, yeshoimim, yeshoimim. Like, heisophis and heisophis. Okay, but sif tes. Yeshoimim, the hod amin in the bukhatsa, sheino imid laschar, eino tzorak lalos laschar, afilu im sachre meacher. Even if you shoyesavashu shaloi, I rented this house from Reuven. And it doesn't even belong to Reuven, it belongs to Shimon. Now Shimon, let's say in that case I had before, the guy was out of the country, so someone else came along and decided, you know what, he has an empty house, but he's not going to rent it, was living in himself, he'll make a business out of it. He'll rent it to people, he'll rent the Brooklyn Bridge to people. So he rented somebody else's house out. What's the halacha? I don't have to pay schar. Why? Because the emes abaylim is a regular zenon of zelo chosa. The emes abaylim weren't holding by renting it out. It was a chotzer lekay malagra. Even though I was nichnas adas litin leschar, but that was a toys because I only had a mind to give schar to Reuven, and now I found out that's not Reuven's to rent out. So it's a mekach toys, a schirs petoys. My mail, I'm going to be potter. Vafilo im nasne lezesh shesakrim emeno. Even if I actually gave it already to Reuven, this faker, the rent still tzarach lachzira. Reuven's going to have to give it back. He sort of repeats himself. Im nasne leschar, even if he gave him the schar, kevin shu borer shebetoyis yavlei, since it's borer that I gave it to Reuven was betoyis. Reuven has no way to keep this money. How could he keep the money? No, he took the money shulagadin. He's chayiv lachzira. He's going to have to give back the money.
The faker. Faker is a
ganav.
How could he keep the money?
That's what the Muhammad says. Kibin shu borish you have to give it back.
I was understanding he even gave it to the owner.
No. He gave.
Well, of course, the faker can't keep the money. But what's that supposed to mean?
The faker, even though I was willing to give it to him, I gave it to him, right? And I was willing to give it to him on the false pretense. I thought it was yours. I thought you were renting me out something that has value. And come toys it didn't have value. So mamela, it's a mekak toys. I'm off the hook. I won't have to pay.
What's the difference who he had and didn't
give
schar to? He's willing to pay for this.
And therefore? So sifches. So it's a blibe, just like sifches, as magala das. Right?
It's more than gilu das.
You paid, not it's just.
No, but I paid the wrong guy. What I paid, that contract, we rip it up, is a mecha toys.
He's actually willing to do it. He did it. So he thought it was this guy. That affects for who he is.
Wait, one second. Reuven wasn't taking the money for Shimon, right? Right, when he did it, he was doing it for himself. Pasha, let's just play this out. Even if he was, it's still a mekach tois. It's a mekach tois. So my arrangement with Reuven is a tois. So that I paid, didn't pay, is irrelevant. He has to give me back money. Reuven's not a mandomi. He's a lab al dram here, right? And now between me and Shimon wasn't holding by renting the house. So it's a zenon of zelo kasa. So it's still zenon of zelo kasa. So frekt Brisha, frekt Esma, frekt everyone. But what am to Sifches? Sifches says, if I'm a gala das, I already have to pay. I made a contract. I was holding by paying. I made a contract. So l'chay, you should be l'chay me out. It's this new din of Sifches, of gili das. Whatever this means. Whatever Sifches means. L'chay, you should have it in Sifches. I say frekt Esma. Look at this man, Sifkot and Chavbeis, in the middle, towards the end. But the first wide line, he says, "Omahaita minami." This word that it was a schius betoyis. Because of that, nami loy aminim bezeh the yahani gilui daiton shenasin schius kedam aminim besif shekaidim loy. The shani acha. This is different. That was schius betoyis was a schius betoyilis or betela meikara. I don't know what this means. Schius. So what? I was giving that. I saw a gilui das. So gilui das was betoyis. Now gilui das was betoyis to pay him. But you see that I'm willing to pay. Vayim prisha machakasaf to oid another reason. To lamahani agili das elekishagilo daita litin schirs laze shubalabais. Velochikagilo daita litin lacher. Where does gili das work when I had a gili das to give you? But if I had a gili das to give somebody else, mechates I'm holding by giving you. I was willing to cut a deal with that guy. I mean, let's try to make a balabatish. I don't know. But it means for him, that friend of mine is willing to be Mahanda. Now that he sees he's not selling me something or renting me any value, I want my money back from the guy. But for you, I'm not holding by renting from you. Mechates I would rent from you at all. So Memel, my gili das doesn't work for you. If you look in the pre-show says, Viteida, I'll bring you a raya. And here's this $1 million kasha. Because every zen and if zeloi chasa is potter, how you potter, by the very nature that you're a nene, means that you have a gili das. What's a nene mean? Like we said before, that you would rent out the house. Because if you wouldn't here, you would have to rent out somewhere else. So the fact that every zen and if zeloi chasa, when there's a shaykh that you're potter, every zen and is always megala das. It's inherent. He's a megala das. Because he has nowhere else to live in. Unless he pays. Of course, if he would have been thrown out here, he would have paid. So, like the Prishal Amai, because every Zenem Zelokos was never Megaladas, he's willing to rent from you for payment. If you would throw him out, he would walk out very nicely and rent somewhere else. He wouldn't rent from you. So Mameli says that the whole din of Gilead Das only works when you have Megala Das, you want to rent from this guy.
That's what it says, it's sort of lead to him low star.
Right.
Not lead to him star. Gilead Das lead to him low star.
Where are you reading? Sifchas. Gila Bedaita Kane Turk. No. In Gila Bedaita Kane. Oh, you're reverse. Should be. Show you return a lit in Loiskar. Ah, here. Okay, I don't know how right the dig. It's fine. I'll accept it. Fine. So Mamela Zakta Prisha, that's right. You need a Gili Das on this individual. Mamela, without a Gili Das on this individual, I'm not going to be chayv. And that's how he stims the Sifchas and Sifdas. The different Malkiel, Lushitosai, tries to do basically the same thing. So Malkiel says, if the whole Svar is that Yor Al Das came to Beiskar, and it becomes a contractual obligation, well, who was our Yor Ladai to the Beiskar? To Reuven. To the extent, Reuven's the wrong guy, so Reuven's contractual obligation is bottle. And Mameila, to get me for Shimon, I was never Yor Ladas to pay Shimon, so I never had the contractual obligation to Shimon. Maybe that's what this man means with his verse thought, I don't know. For Reuven it was bottle, and for Shimon I never had it, so there's no obligation. Mameila, I'm going to be bottle. Gilead Das needs, after Mingal Das, I'm willing to pay him, the real Ognam. There's an Arsa Meach who says, also here in Per Gimel Lachetes, he says a vart, I'm not sure, I'm trying to embellish the vart to see how it works, but he says like this. He says, I don't know where the Gilead Das is. He doesn't like the Kasha. He said, well, where's the Gilead Das at all? What was the Gilead Das? The Gilead Das is that I made a rental agreement with you. Let's take a 3-year lease from you and an option to stay another 3 years, right? So I went to this Reuven. Came out, it wasn't Reuven's. I get a knock on my door a month in from Shimon, and Shimon tells me, by the way, sir, you know, this is my house. Oh, what do you mean? I rented, I showed my agreement. I don't know, you're talking about Reuven's not Reuven. Reuven's the faker and the pastor. I'm Shimon, I'm the owner of the house, and you don't have a rental agreement. So Dr. Arsameach, I would never in the world pay $2,000 a month to be in a house that I could be thrown out any minute. I was what was my Gilead Das? My Gilead Das was to go into enter in a contract, a lease, but the lease has obligations both ways. I'll pay, but you're meshubit to rent to me. So I know I have the house for 3 years. I know I have the house for another option for another 3 years. I know I'm guaranteed. So that I'm willing to pay $5,000 moving into this house. I'm willing to start, you know, becoming Hamish and getting to know the neighbors. But if I know I'm out any day, I get a knock on my door, I'm out. For that, I'm not paying $2,000 a month. For that, I'm not spending money on the move. For that, I'm not coming here. So to the extent it was Nisgalel and Mafreya, that my whole contract is worthless and I don't have a commitment from you to rent the house, so I have nothing from you. You have nothing from me. I have no Gilead Das I'm willing to pay with anything. So Mamela Zakta over here is Bechal no Gilead Das. So Mamela Kasha Hefzach Nishan.
Shimon says, I'll do it. I'll keep the same contract.
Too late.
That's too late. What I had, Gilead Das, again, we don't know what this word Gilead Das is, but in the world of Gilead Das, somehow makes a Zenon of Zelochas into a Chiv. But we don't know how. But that works on that Hishtamshis. That Hishtamshis was, I only had a Gilead Das with certain conditions, strings attached, that I have this house for 3 years. I didn't get this house for 3 years. I'll make a Gilead Das that if it rains tomorrow, I'm willing to pay. If it doesn't rain tomorrow, I'm not willing to pay. And the general, it didn't rain tomorrow, so you don't have a Gilead Das. I'm only with Gilead Das if it rains. I was only willing to pay this Chiz if you're committed to rent it out to me. I now realize I was faked. I never had a commitment from the landlord. Mameila, I never had a Gilead Das. The only problem is very geschmack. The problem is, what did you do before? What did you do with Sifches? So Sifches said the same thing. Every Gilead Das, how does it work? I'm willing to pay if and when. But since you don't have a contract, you're a squatter, you could be thrown out any minute. So I don't know exactly what he means. Unless he means over there, you went in, Aldas came, because you knew you didn't have a landlord. You knew you didn't have, you know, your Gala does that if I would be thrown out, I would pay, and look, that comes with a commitment. I don't know. Or maybe he's talking about where you were thrown out only, so to speak, you were notified that the guy wants payment after you already used your whole 3 years worth of living there. It means whatever you wanted to live there, and then you moved out, and then you got a bill that you wanted to be paid. So I got whatever I wanted from the house. But here, and Sif Tez talking about where you got a knock on the door during my duration, my 3 years, during the term, so I died to the talk. I'm not willing. Because it's a geschmack of what? The Shai is how to fit it into Sifches. It's so geschmack, and in Sifches, you should have the same problem. All right, but at the end of the day, that's the Asa. So Rabbi Sai, chutz from Zenen of Zechosa, chutz from Mechons, chutz from Ocha Kesen and Shazah. Now we have the problems that if you have a Gili Das, that alone is enough to be Mechayv. All right, Akutavach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3330. 888. Thank you.